Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing? Hope you've had a good day today. Hope you've enjoyed the day that the Lord has made. Before we get started on podcasts, let's pray and ask God to touch us and stir our heart for today's podcast. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listening to this podcast right now, pray, Lord, you just be with them right now. Stir their heart for your glory, Father God. Stir their heart for today's podcast. They can take this podcast, apply it to life, and grow in the relationship with you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us, Father. Just touch us right now for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about God's peace. The Lord has put upon my heart today to talk about peace. So I want to talk about God's peace in our lives today and talk about what Jesus said from John 14:27 when he's talking here about the power of the peace that he gives. So I'm taking my main, today from John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is Jesus talking here. He says, the peace I leave with you, the peace that I give you. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at this right here. Let's look at it two ways. We want peace, don't we? Let's start this way. We want peace, don't we? And we look for peace everywhere in all different areas, don't we? We try to find it over here. We go over here and we try to find peace. And maybe this little thing, if I do this, maybe this will give me the peace that I need. Maybe if I do this or that, I get the peace. But you never truly get the true peace, do you? No, you sure don't. Because this world cannot give us peace, okay? There's two types of peace. Jesus said, I give you the peace, not as the world gives, but as he gives. Because if you look at the world and when the world gives us peace, it's temporary, ain't it? It's disappointing, ain't it? It's not really fulfilling peace in our lives, is it? It might feel good for a couple days, and you might feel a little peace for a couple of days or a couple hours, but It's a different type of peace that it does not fulfill our lives, because in this world, we try to find peace in other things and it always disappoints us, don't it? Yeah. Am I making sense there? Is that kind of like making sense with you? But so if we look at this right here, Jesus says, I give you peace, not as the world gives. Like I said, the world we try to find in other things and it never really works out, right? But when we, hallelujah, when we seek God for his peace, hallelujah, Jesus said, the peace that I give you. So the peace that he gives us is different from the world's, because his peace fulfills us, hallelujah. His peace comes upon us. It comforts us, don't it? It brings us joy, don't it? When we need it, God's peace is right upon our lives, hallelujah. But how do we get Jesus' peace? How do we get God's peace in our life? I want you to think about that question right there. Think about that question. How can I get God's peace in my life today? As you think about that question, how do we get God's peace in our life? How do we get it? We get it by seeking God. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. So that's in the book of Psalms, that verse right there. So we look at, I sought the Lord, okay? Like David said, I sought the Lord, okay? Now that's what we have to do. We have to seek the Lord every day for his peace. To have God's peace in our life, we need to seek him with our whole heart. Because when we are seeking God, hallelujah, his peace is going to come upon our lives. Whatever situation you find yourself in today, you know, whatever situation you find yourself in today and you feel like you ain't got no peace from it and it's not working out, give it to God. Give it to God and allow him to work and allow his glory to come upon your life. Hallelujah. Allow him to work in your life. Give it to him. Surrender to him and give that situation to him and watch the peace of God come upon your life. Oh, Shidabasha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this one thing, when I do talk in tongues, it's from the Holy Ghost, okay? It's from the Holy Spirit there, from the book of Acts. I just want you to understand that and everything. Sometimes I get the Spirit just hit, and I'll speak in tongues a little bit. But I'm Pentecostal. I'm a Church of God ordained bishop, so I'm Pentecostal from a Church of God out of Cleveland, Tennessee. So I'm filled with that Holy Ghost. Now, the peace of God that comes upon our lives, it brings us joy, it brings us comfort, but it's right there to bring us strength too, ain't it? Yeah. When we need that peace the most, God puts it in our lives, don't we? Yeah, he sure does. Because like he said, I give you peace, not as the world gives, but as I give, because his peace is everlasting. His peace will last forevermore. Hallelujah. The peace of God that flows in your life, hallelujah, is always going to be right there. But what we have to do is seek the Lord. He hears you. When you seek him, he hears you. Hallelujah. And he also said, this is verse 2. Let's look at the last part of this verse here. It says, I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. No, whatever situation you find yourself in, don't let your heart be troubled. Let the peace of God touch your heart today, okay? Don't let it be afraid. Don't be afraid of anything. Allow that peace of God to touch you, because with that peace of God touching us, hallelujah, we can face tomorrow. We can face that situation head on, because we've got God that is still in control of our lives, hallelujah. So allow the peace of God to flow in your life. Seek him for that peace. Give your life over to him and to surrender to him right now. Allow that peace to come upon your life, and don't let your heart be troubled. Whatever situation you find yourself in, don't let your heart be troubled or be afraid. Go in confidence and boldness. Allow the peace of God to flow in your life. Hallelujah. And when you allow that peace to flow in your life, and when you get through that situation, you'll see how much your faith has increased in the Lord, because he's touched you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I said before at the beginning of this podcast, God give this to me today. He laid this upon my heart to share with you today. And I wanted to share God's peace and how wonderful it is to have God's peace in our life, to have that peace from God in our life that never goes away. And it's always right there, because that comes from him. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we get ready to celebrate Christmas here in about 2 weeks now, as we get ready to celebrate Christmas here and everything, and that Jesus came, hallelujah, and born in a manger, hallelujah, the Prince of Peace came on this earth, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him praise, honor, and glory for that. Hallelujah. Let's take a praise break. Let's take a little praise break. Thank you, Father. Pray, Lord, that we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your peace that's upon our lives. We praise you and glorify, magnify your name today. We thank you, Father. We praise you today, Lord. And hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Take that little praise break. That little praise break. We need that every day. Hallelujah. But the peace, Jesus says, the peace that I give you, not as the world gives, but I give you. That's the perfect peace right there. So today, if you're looking for peace, seek God for his peace. Seek God for his peace. Psalms 33:4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. I sought the Lord. Seek God for his peace. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Whatever situation you find yourself in, disallow God's peace come upon your life today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Allow God to touch today. Seek the Lord for his peace, because his peace is the perfect peace in our lives. Hallelujah. We need that peace, don't we? Yes, we sure do. Hallelujah. And he's here to freely give it to us for his glory. Hallelujah. So remember today. Remember, I want to encourage you today, seek God for his peace and allow the peace of God flow in your life today. Hallelujah. Allow the peace of God to touch you right now. Give that situation to him and allow the peace of God to flow over you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's end in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast right now, pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, touch their need right now for your glory, Father God, and be with them, Lord, right now, Father God. Intervene on their behalf, Lord, and allow the peace of God to touch their life for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you blessed us with. We want to praise you for this day that you blessed us with, Father. We glorify you and magnify your name today, Father, and we want to give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast today. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. If it's been a blessing to you today, put in the comments, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. You'll know every time each new and every episode comes out. And always feel free to share these episodes on your social media, on your Facebook page. Feel free to share these episodes and let other people that needs to hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm here to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring the salvation message to the people and everything. So I appreciate you listening to our podcast today. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for taking the time just to listen to this podcast. Like I said, I hope it's been a blessing to you today. And I also want to encourage you too. Every day, Monday through Friday, I'm putting out a verse of the day, okay? It's called the Encouraging Verse of the Day, and it's a little bit two-minute podcast, a devotional podcast every day. It goes Monday through Friday. It's called Encouraging Verse of the Day, so you can check that out. That comes out every day, and I try to set it where you get it first thing in the morning so you can start your day off with the Lord and start your day off. Focus on Him for His glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I appreciate each and every listener, and I want you to have a blessed day. And remember, Jesus is a reason for this season. Just praise Him, because He is the Prince of Peace. Have a blessed day.